The entire parsha of Vayetzei is framed with what the Ran in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, when he cites the obligation to blow shofar from the small, narrow aperture. So the Ran cites the pasuk "Mimamakum Pasich Hashem," and the tone, the overall tone of the entire parsha, as I mentioned, is undergirded by Tfilah Mimamakim. Let's start from the very beginning. I encircled here a series of verbs, staccato, one following upon the heels of the other. Chazal in the Medrash depict this with great pageantry. By Yitzhak Yaakov and Beersheba, Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael in the prime of his life. Eretz Yisrael is a feston, a barricade. Suddenly, an oasis, Eretz Yisrael, Mekor HaChesed, Vayelech Charon. Charon represents Charon Avshalokom, according to the Medrash we're talking about, a place occupied by all types of nether characters who leave a lot to be desired. Sniveling characters who are diabolical in nature, characters who are known for their avarice, for their greed, for their skullduggery. Vayifka b'makom. So Chazal and Medrash describe the Losh of Pigia, Kayadua, at the beginning of the Parsha, you can see at the end of the Parsha, at the lower left hand corner, Yaakov Halat Adargo, Vayifku go, Malach Elokim, the Gemara Brachis, in the fourth parak, Ain Pigia, but Tvila. But the term Pigia means to bump into the place. So this Tvila is a confrontational kind of Tvila. Not a Tvila which is of the placid, very calm, bucolic kind of nature. Vayolin Shom Kibar Shemesh. Sun said earlier, Chazal again, Shkiyas Tachama came before its time. Yaakov Avinu has no protection except for Chazal, the Ramban always speaks of four categories. Domein Someach Chai Yudaber. Here, Yaakov Avinu is compelled to take, is constrained to take as Hagona, Be'avni Amokom. Namely, Domein, inert, inorganic objects. Vayasem Rashosom, Vayishka, Be'amokom Avu. Essentially, Yaakov feels all over. That his life had ended, that it had reached the lowest point, the nadir of his existence. But the ultimate dream for a Jew is the chalom of coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And this chalom automatically leads to tefillah mimamakim. That's more or less the introduction to the parsha, which is, I would say, to a large extent, the prototype of a Jew in Golus. A Jew in Golus is rejection, trouble, forlornness. The only problem is that they're the ones who don't realize it. So our hopes and aspirations, to a large extent, have died, no protection. And what saved Pali Yisrael and Golos was that dream with that chalom and that connection to Hashem Yisbarach, which is, as I said, the framework of the entire parsha. So there's a well-known chazal that we've discussed in the past, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, Kobei HaMakom B'Tfiloso Elokei Avraham V'Yezro. Anyone who's Kobei HaMakom, I mentioned it just the other week. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch, even though it doesn't seem to be known by those who are occupying the moonlight minyanim all over Israel, including even sometimes across the street from shuls or around the corner from shuls, the Dav Ma'ariv Matzei Shabbos, and not a makom which is a Beis Knesses, not an in the Beis Knesses, a makom kavua, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch of a chabad that people are not aware of. So the Gemara says that kol hakovei makom tzilaso elokei Avraham v'Yezro, and when the person leaves the world, they say about him, hey, Onav, he's considered to be a humble person, hey, tzaddik, mi chasida, mi talmidu sh'abim avinu. What's the connection between Kriyas Mokam and Anava? Why does the Gemara connect the two ideas? So the Tzlach over there writes in Rochis that a person, the place of person davin, he is sanctifying that Mokam. If he davins a pure tefillah because of his close connection and vegas to Hashem, so then the Kedushas Mokom helps his Kavanah and helps his Tefillah be accepted by Hashem. That's how the Levi Yehuda, the Tzlach, writes there, and that's Sugya, Maseches Brachos. A person who realizes his smallness in the presence of Hashem, who am I? At least let me come to a Mokom Kavua, and Hashem will help me. That itself is a Siddur of Anodah. And Yaakov Avinu, in this week's Parashah, you see it in the upper right-hand corner, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasa Vayomer Achen Yesh Hashem Bamokom Hazeh V'Anochi Lo Yadoti. Just B'derech HaLotza, what the Magidim say in the next pasuk. Vayir vayomer. Often we see say Besakneses. Thank God not this one, and not many of the Baltic Nisios there itself, but sometimes elsewhere. And one sees all the lack of the Acharet, lack of Kovid. Manera Makom Hazeh. To translate, Hashreklach is this place. There must be a Besakneses in Chutzarts. Ein Zeki Beis Elokim Zeh Shav Shavon. That's the Derech Halatza. It's not the Pshat the pasuk. But the Makom idea. So the term makom is a very significant term, and Chazal actually have a lot of discussion. Medrash, this is really one of the probably most well-known midrashim that we encounter any number of times in Chazal. Chazal speak about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayma shel olam ve'ein ha'olam mekayma. Hashem is Barach, and somehow it's a philosophic concept which I'm not going to discuss right now, but he is considered to be in the Kodesh Shel Olam. But the term Makom, which is used to describe Hashem, has in it a number of very fascinating connotations. I'll just refer you to one idea, which is a very fundamental one, also in this week's parsha. Chazal said that Yaakov Avinu was a Saki in Tfilas Ma'ariv. He might Barach and Tavav. Shenemar vayifka b'mokom ve'ed v'giyah l'tfila. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yemiyo in the Bereshis Rabbah, and that pasuk the Medrash writes v'neiman v'chanin shmo shakadosh baruch hu v'koron oso mokom. Why is he called mokom? Why is that term used to describe Hashem? Shu b'komu sheleilom ve'in oylomo mekoymo. Of course Hashem cannot be self-contained in any area. He's infinite. He's boundless. But yet he's Mekem Shalom. And the Medrash goes on to describe other psukim. So the Torah here uses the term Bayifka Bamokon, with reference to Tfilah, Bayishka Bamokon Ahu, Bayikach Me'avni Amokon, and a bit later, as I just mentioned, Achein Yesh Hashem Bamokon Hazeh, Manech Yilo Yadoti. This term is also found in a number of other contexts. I'll just briefly mention a Gemara in the Chagiga, the Chagimah Mavei. It's also a well-known Gemara. Chazal there contrasts the Cheskel HaNovi with his description of the Maaseh Rekava in Perek Alpha of the Cheskel, and contrast it with Yishayahu HaNovi in Perek Vol. Gemara says in the Chagiga, the Chagimah Mavei, Omar Rava, Kol Shorah Yecheskel Ro Yishayah. They basically saw a similar celestial vision. The Cheskel is compared to a Ben Kfar, to a someone from a rural hamlet who sees the king. Shayo Doma the Ben Krach. Shayo is what they used to call in New York a city slicker. I'm using it in the positive way. More aristocratic kind of perspective. So Rashi and Chagiga said the following. Vayeres Hashem Yosher al kisei rom benisa Yishayo perek vav Elo shelo chash lepayish tesakol Shoye ben belochim V'godel v'paltin shel melech U'ben krach ha'oras ha'melech eno nival. Aristocrat who grows up in these kind of environs, in these kind of an ambience of aristocracy, of palatial kind of surroundings, he doesn't become confounded. Ve'no tamea, ve'no chash lesaper olam. He doesn't see the need to elaborate, to expatiate on this kind of ambience. So what's the distinction between the Shayo and the Cheskel? The Gemara tells us between the Ben Kfar and the Ben Krach. So the Rav Zatzal, Soloveitchik, always explained in the following way. Distinction is not as many interpret. Some say there's a distinction in the Madrega of Nebuah between Shayo and the Cheskel. The Rav said that's incorrect. But rather, both of them prophesied in different contexts. The Shayo, his Nebuah, was in the context where the Beis Hamikdash was al-Mukhono, B'tifarto, in its glory, in its heyday, B'mkomo Medes, unfortunately, Yecheskel HaNovi was not zoche to that, except for the Churban HaMikdash, and he, of course, is prophesying, as the Pasuk says, Al Nahar Kvar, in the Gola. So his Nevuah is a Nevuah in the Zman of Hestaponim. That's what the Gemara is saying, the distinction between Gil Ponim of Yishayo and Hestaponim of Yecheskel HaNovi. But we know the Gemara tells us that Gemara, the end of Saita, the last daf. Gemara says that Alma Amay Makayim, what is the world standing on? Agusha de Sidra. And Yesh Merab is Agarata. Agusha de Sidra, Rashi has a famous explanation over there. Kiddush Hashem embedded in the and the Gemara there basically underscores this Davish of Dusha that's found in the Uvalatziyam. So Yishayahu and Yechezkel have different ways of that type of revelation. The Rabbi says here in Yishayahu, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos B'loi Kolores T'vodo. That's Yishayahu Perigvot, when he had the Chazon. And then afterwards, Baruch Von Hashem Bin Koyim Rav Yechezkel. Why is there such a distinction? So again, this reflects what I just said. The Pasuk Yishayahu reflects the Tufas Hazov, the Misamidish Pintiparto, the Oras Ponim. Yechezkel, we're talking about a Tufa of Cheshkas Laila, of Golus, of Kurban, where Hashem is not to be seen, but rather Hashem is hidden. And that's the Lashon of Baruch Von Hashem Bin Koyimo. Bin Koyimo means Bin Koyimo Hamufrosh V'Amstar, from his hidden place, from the hiddenness, the numinous quality of Hashem's Baruch, as opposed to the luminous quality of Yishayahu and Dovid. So that's why Yishayahu, who's been Chitzas HaMelech, doesn't feel, said Rashi, the obligation to expand at any length on the Maaseh Merkava. He's very succinct, very brief, regarding the Marin Nevuah that he saw in Berak Vav. The Cheskel, who is literally ensconced in the Cheshkas HaGolus, in the Tzimtzum of Sgalus Hashem, he's Marich in the Tir of the Maaseh Merkava. And that's the expression that we use also, Yishas HaVeilus HaKlam L'Tzad, HaMokka Minach HaNestem, V'Soch Sha'aveilu Tzir of Yisholayim. Why the Lashon of HaMokka? Because in the base of El, the Mokum of Hester Ponim, and we are Menachem with the Bakosha, that despite the Hester, we are Bakadosh Baruch Hu, Menachem the Avelim, Mimkomo HaMustar VaHamufrosh. That's the Lashon of Mokum, and that's what the Torah is describing in the beginning of Ayetzeh. Vayivka BaMokum, Vayishka BaMokum, BaMokum Azeh, and that's why Yaakov is talking to us, Arvis, all the Balei Amusa, but it's already found in the Shining, that Shachris is clarity. Everything is clear. Avraham Avinu is compared to Ahav, Gemara Pesachim. And Yitzchak Avinu is Mincha, the twilight zone, an element of Pachad Yitzchak, of Gura, Yaakov Avinu, Tzilas Arvis, Laila, Hashecha, Shaomu Palot, that are lacking in Aras Panim, that they're lurking all types of Sakona. And we know the life of Yaakov Avinu, he himself describes it, the parable of Mitzrayim, of course, Hazal taking the Tassarin, Ma'at V'royim Hoyu Yimei Shnei Chayai. When he ran away from Esau before he comes to the house of Lavan, Yaakov Davis Mayrid. Of course, he has to show his bitachon of Hashem is Baruch even during the time of Tzara Mitzuka. That's what the Ran quotes that famous Yerushalmi. I mentioned at the very beginning of the Shir, Imamakum Pasich Hashem, why we blow from the small crevice, the small aperture. Mayrid represents what the love, what the Dar Amal says until in Tzadik Beis, Lahagin Babegi Chastecha, Demunascha Malelos. Rabbi Yehud explains it over there. Masechet Brochus, and that's all embedded in Vayivka Bamokom, a language of Tzara, a language of Mitzuka, and subsequently in this Pasha of Ayetze, Yaakov Avinu has a dream, and we know that Hashem promises him. Rashi quotes a fascinating Chazal. It's the same idea, the same result. In Mamakim is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said that that's a word many shuls have. Yerid of that table. The idea of Yerid, that's all Shem Hazal. He quotes Menametzah Karasiko. You are, I stand corrected, Shekar. But it's the same idea. Menametzah refers from straitened circumstances. S-T-R-A-I-T, as in the Straits of Magellan. Anyway, so here, they have this idea that Yaakov Avinu was told by Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha Elokei Yitzchak Aretz Asher Atah Shochem Aleha L'cho Etnenu U'Lezarecha. So Rashi says, Keep it HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Eretz Yisrael Tachta. Hashem folded all Eretz Yisrael under him. Ram Azo Shetei Nocha Likavi Shabana. He told him it's going to be easy to capture Eretz Yisrael. So where's Yaakov, of course, resting? Hara Moria. Mokam HaMidosh, as Yaakov himself says. Ein Zeh Ki Beis Elokim Zeh Shara Shavoyim. I'm not going to go into what would be fitting over here, but actually, those of us who were zochet to hear Rabbi Aaron Shapiro Shlita the other week, when we talk about this issue, namely, the Mishnah in Kelim tells us that Eretz Yisrael is in Kaddish, Ve'esek Kedushos, And of course, the highest kedusha, the Mikdash, that's the greatest kedusha. The Mishnah goes on to tell us what is the kedusha. What is the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? She mevi'im mimeno. If Eretz Yisrael, you go ahead and you bring the Omer and the Kuri Mishalachim. So all the Mepharshim on that Mishnah ask an obvious question. Why does the Mishnah mention the dinim of Tumas and Maisus and Shemitah Be'Ova? That would be far more endemic to what the Mishnah is discussing. That's not, you know, only in Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael, Tzvei Dinim and Kedusha. That's what Rabbi Shapiro Shalita pointed out. Namely, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Tzvachai, the Mitzvah, Tzvah, 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 Shemitah, the Yovel. There's another aspect of Eretz Yisrael, which has a connection to the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Mishnah mentions over there, in the first paragraph of Caleb, Esther Kedushos, which are Madregas and the Kedusha of the Mikdash, so the Mishnah mentions Omer, Shtei Alechem, and Bikurim, because those all require Havas Makom. There's a din that have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah is underscoring, accentuating that aspect of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is relating to the Makom HaMikdash. It's not talking about the Kedusha, which is Mechayim and Tumas of Isis. That's the second Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He spoke about it on Shabbos. And there's a famous taste of Al-Basra, Pe'alof, where this requires a lot of discussion. And Taisis asks, why do we need a seven Zeres HaKosa in Pashas Kisavo? When the Torah tells us that Bikurim cannot be brought from Chutzar. It's a Be'ar Tzicha. Maishna Bikurim, why is it different than the Mishnah? The Mishnah Kedusha, I'm in love with the best. The Mishnah said that Kol Mitzvah, Toyas Baritz, only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. Why do you serve Exas HaKosha? The teachers that Bikurim is excluded. So according to Rav Soloveitchik's thesis that I just mentioned, we understand it. Bikurim is not simply like other mitzvahs of Eretz, which is totally in the Kedusha of Eretz, as Mechayim Tumas of Isis. Bikurim is totally in the Kedusha of Eretz as well, that's kosher to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we need a separate apostle to tell us that Bikurim is excluded. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying all this is because Yadua, he also discussed this, the Chilah between Kedusha and Mishayna, a number of Gemara's in Shas, and how we pass him, there's a famous Rambam. Rambam actually cites the Mishnah Megillah that Dusha, Rishayna, Kitcho, the Shayna, the Gisho, Lasso, Lobo, that relates to essentially the Makom HaMikdash. That remains. Because the Makom HaMikdash, the Mishnah writes in Megillah, is based on Dusha of Shino, Shina and the Betelo. The Pasuk says, Bishamu, the Eretz Yisrael is going to be Shomein, but the Makom HaMikdash, even though it's Mishmama, that Kedusha remains. And that's what the Rambam is Mechalek between Kibush and Chazaka. And he discussed that. But it's really discussed at great length by the Mikdash David, Abdullah HaKohen Rappaport. And it's a very complicated issue. But the reason why I mentioned all this is because the Kedusha of Yeshua, that was a day Kibush, and that was Batel when the Hanetzer came, by Yishevet Roshevi, Gemara Gittin, the fourth parak. But the Kedusha Shnia of Ezra, that came from building of the Mizbeach and the Mikdash. And from there, the Kedusha was Mispashet, the Shar Mekomos Eretz Yisrael. That's what he spoke about, Rabbi Shapiro Shlita, that they were Maksik Eretz Yisrael, and the Halos Kedusha came from the Kedusha of the Mikdash. So that's what the Rambam paskins, that the Kedusha of the Mikdash is Kitchen Lashaita, the Kitchen Lasadobo. It is based on the Hashuas Hashkina, Shkina, and Betela. So now in that light, you can understand this Rashi. Rashi says here, Kibak of the Bohu as Eretz Yisrael, Mitachas the Yaakov Avinu. Hashem folded up Eretz Yisrael on the Yaakov Avinu to stress the fact there's a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that emanates from the Kedusha Samigdosh, where Yaakov actually slept. And maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi says, Shemnoicha the Bonum the Gavish, which means Ayidei the Chazoka Samokom, it will be Miskadesh in a way that the Kedusha won't be bottled. That's a bit of a Kiddush, but I heard this Kiddush a number of times from Aravayim. And Agoyner Rav Tzvi Shechter Shlita also mentioned this idea. I heard it many years ago from Agoyner and Nissan Alvin Tzatzal, and also from others. But Yaakov, he's running away from Esav. Yaakov is worried about the Churban Abayi, Saidei Bonav Shel Esav, Rome, that destroyed, of course, the Makom HaMikdash. So they were marked with the Bayis Hasheni. So Hashem promises him the Kedushas HaMakom will not be Botel, the Churban Abayi, the Titus, where the Gemara describes in the Gittin over there, Anun Bob. As the Gemara called him, Russia, Ben Benesha, they said Russia. That's Russia of Chazal, when they describe Titus of Russia. Shrina ended the table of the other. So, you'll take a look at the Samsaifa, I'll tell you, maybe this is the Pshad and Rashi, this is just an editorial kind of note that I thought was critical. So, again, by returning to our introduction, the entire parasha is framed with Mokoim, there's a Hester Ponim, Yaakov's in Golos, and Dafka then Tfila takes on a totally different kind of character, a different ethos. And Rashi quotes here in Pasuk Tezayin, famous Rashi, that when Yaakov passed the Bakam HaBikdash, I passed that place without davening. You have died in the Medar. The Chazar Beis Kael. I call it Beis Kael. But it's Beis Kael, of course. The Kotzolei Oretz. So this, as I said, the whole Pasha is connected to this idea. Maybe we'll come back to it if we have sufficient time. Now, look at the sheets in front of you. You'll see that there's a famous discussion, also Kashrut Tefillah, the Pasha Vayetze. Bateri Rachel kilo yodo leYaakov, batikani Rachel ba'afesa. We have Rachel was not open to have children. She becomes envious of her sister. She tells Yaakov, "Hobbly bonim biyamai meis vanovin." The Tzukan are right here. Aicha af Yaakov Rachel and Yaakov. I blocked it out in the lower right hand corner of page one. Yaakov becomes very angry at Rachel. Hasachesel kilo neich Hashemad and Rech bivotin. Am I one responsible? When Rashi calls him Chazal. I have children, and all the Rishonim here have a field day. What is the nature of the Shakal Batalia between Rachel and Yaakov? Rachel says to Yaakov, "Hobbly bunny." Yaakov answers, "Asachas alukim bunny." And Rashi, as I mentioned just now, Rashi says that he answered her, "Mimech mona avlo mimeni." I have children. So the Rabban asks, is that how tzaddikim respond, especially to their own wives? They're not misfollowed for other people. A very famous Rabban, tell me on page number two. You'll take a look at the Rabban in the upper right hand corner. I'm just summarizing it. Eliyahu and Elisha, they always follow for Nashim Nachios. And then the other, the first Shemester Kasha. Instead of appeasing his wife and being medaber al diba and being neshiv nashiv ha'aguma, v'divrei mitzoy, yes, I'll daven for you. Yes, I'll try my best. He answers her, "Abba lo yilo bonim. My father did have children, so he daven. Ani yeshiv bonim. I don't have to ask for rachamim." Amazing, absolutely amazing, beyond belief, such a response. So generally speaking, the mefarshim work with the following idea, and this is based on the Ramban. Take a look at the Ramban number two. I blocked it out. The says in Yavamis, Chazal had this idea many times. Why were our forebears not capable of having children? Hashem looks forward to the tefillah of tzaddikim, and there's a medrash in Tirashim like that. Neiman yisakru ha'imos, while the imos barren. Same reason. So we see that, and we have to know what is the cause, what's the effect. It's my favorite Beis Halevi. I've said it over tens of times. So what was the cause? Sounds like Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the makaros in order to be machmiach and leisvala. You have to view it in the proper way. So Rashi writes, famous Rashi, Vayera, Berach HaPalak, Rashi, their comments, have in front of you, Vayishma Elokim is called Anar, the bottom of page 2. Mikan she, Yofa Tzvila Sakhirle, Mitzvila Sakhirle, Bola, Mikadem, is his father. That's what the Ramban says. At the end of the day, the individual himself, Rachman Mitzvah, who's stressed out, who's anguished beyond belief, so his situation compels him to daven with all of his, whatever kayach he can possibly muster. That's what he does. The famous Gemara in Brachis that is often discussed, the Gemara Dafei, the Gemara describes there, you have it here also in the middle of the left-hand column, Rabbi Yechon Cholash, Rabbi Yechon Kedil, Ola Gabi Rav Chanina, came to the Mivak Yechela, Omele Chavim Arach Yisurin, Omele Lahim Lesmarat, Omele Habi Yotcha, give me a hand. So he gave him his hand, Bukmei. What does that mean? Pashas refers to David, refers to Tzvila. Right? The Gemara, Amai, Luka, Rabbi Yechon Menashe. And the answer is, Ein Chomish Matar Asa, Rabbi Sassurin. So what do you see? On the contrary, have a greater merit in their tefillah being miskabel than someone who's bala on himself. So it's a stira to the Rashi that I just cited and to the Yisod I just mentioned by Yishma Elokim is bala now. So this discussed the greatness by the Mabit, the Shara Tzilah, Sefer Yishma Elokim, the Gorgeous Sefer. But the Mizrahi, who asked this question, Mizrahi is a super commentary on Rashi, of Leo Mizrahi from Constantinople, from Turkey. So he answers, Rabbi Yechid wasn't able to have kavana. But where a person can have kavana, there's no doubt, he says, Tfilah Sakhay Le'odif. I saw in the Torah, Aruch HaLaTorah, he writes slightly differently. He said that Tfilah Shaini, Tfilah Zif, he calls the Pasuk by Chizkiyo HaMelech, by Yasser Chizkiyo, Panav HaKir, by Yisfalio, that's what Rashi, he calls for the Rashi's Rabbah. Mikan says Rashi, on the bottom of the page number two, low left-hand corner, Shiyofa Tfilah Sakhay Le'tfilah Sakhay Le'odif, Masha'en Kein. The Gemara Brachas of Chanin Hukme is not talking about tefillah. But regarding tefillah, says the Mizrahi, there's no doubt that tefillah sachel levah nitzrach, that tefillah is mitkabelot kodem, the tefillah tacher v'olam. So that's why the Kasha the Ramban is also answered. Because Yaakov Avinu thought that since the whole tachlis of the emos being on kurus is in order to shedavim, the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka wants the tefillah of the meukos. That tefillah of the nitzrach, of someone who's a choleh, someone who's under strange circumstances, is more acceptable than the tefillah of Acher Malach. That's why Yaakov tells Rachel, he speaks to her in a very harsh kind of way.
Was he justified in mitzaring her?
Definitely not. We'll discuss that in a moment. As you'll see from the lower right-hand corner of page number two. What Baruch said is 1,000% correct. So, Tveidin, both of them are operating simultaneously. On the one hand, there's no doubt that the Baruch Shem wants that she, the Chayla, the Nitzrach, the one who's the Yisurin Shadavin, of course, one Shadavin for them. Ain't Shub Sovek. Eliyahu Anovi, when the Isha, we just discussed this in Tanakh, in Malachim Perek Yizayim, Shabbos afternoon. Isha Tzorfatit, Elisha, by the Ben Hashunamis, they died. Of course, they Davin. And in terms of what Baruch said, look at the lower right hand corner, beginning of Shmuel, Gemar Bab Asa. She was not able. So her tzara, Penina, look at that person. And then he described the Himaras Nofesh, Batispal al Hashem, notice the language, the change, Batispal al Hashem, Batispal with Hashem. Very famous in Chazal. So Elkanah did not daven for Chana. She daven for herself. Why? Because he already had children for Penina. And that's the Emshel of Psukim. Chazal say that Penina, the Shem Shamayim, Niskabna. She actually was Mechana, the Shem Shamayim. That was her interest. What does that mean? What kind of Shem Shamayim is this? That's embedded in that Pasuk. Kiyasata Tzorosa Gantas Mabur Arima. So Rashi says over there, Babu Arima, Rashi in that's what the Rebbe Hashem wanted her to take a hold of herself. And that it's embedded in the pasuk. The tefillah of the chayla and the nitzrach is far superior to the tefillah sacher b'olav. V'hi maras nefesh, and from that maras nefesh comes the tefillah that's going to be accepted. Another shtickle raya I always thought was a page three, up a right hand corner from Lot, Malachim tell Lot to escape, run for his life. He molled al Hashecha, he nehayir azais, kroy balon the shama, the mitzar, he molted the shama al mitzar, he is free nashi. Ayom elav, he didn't associate for another gamma, the bar, azel, the bilti, hofki, sayer, shed, divarta, a heavy molled shama, he lo chalas of dobra, a guacha shama. So Rashi says in the pasuk, gamma dobra azel. So Rashi comments, "Lo dayecha shata nitzo el af kolayir atzil biglodecha." And the Rokeach comments, "Kilohu chalashas dover ki tfiloscha nishmak." So why is it the tefillah of Avram doesn't help to the mass of the city, and the tefillah of Lo is mayel? And the answer is, the tefillah of Avram Avinu is in the gather of tefillah sacher malayim. Rashi, the tefillah of Lo, he's a nitzach. That tefillah is miskabel yos. So the thought I'm trying to convey, as you can see, is the yisod of when someone is in strange circumstances, their tefillah takes on a totally different character. And I'll just mention, I heard from most of my rabbeim learned by the Bris Golov, So they sent over very fascinating Yisod from Briscoe. And it explains actually the Hanhoga of Yaakov Avinu over here. Yaakov Avinu came back, as he mentioned in the Gemara. Efshar Shabbati, Amokim Shabbala, Leser Velos Balalti, Yor Daite, the Chazar Abbey Snail, the Kapsal Eavitz. So my Abbeim said over, you see from here, Yisod in Musa, which is certainly very true in life. When a person is given a Shas HaKesha to do something, if he doesn't take heed of that Shas HaKesha, so then they let him in Hashemayim go on his merry way. But if he has enough presence of mind to recognize that he's in Shas HaKesha, even Lachazman, then he goes back and he's able to somehow reorient himself and he's able to eat Sadar. So they dramatized it. They quoted from Bristol. So the dramatics was the following. And I'm just trying to, I don't have a good sense of the mad words as well. But Yaakov Avinu goes to Choron, full of sakonis, as I mentioned earlier, Chamenev Shalokam, Gashmiz, Ruchnis, Asimus, waiting to ambush him. Lavan wants to go ahead and engage in all types of deceit. And he goes to Golos to a house full of Trofim. What is exactly what kind of Kabbalah spotting we should expect? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him, don't be afraid, don't worry. And Zaro Yekafar Oretz, etc., etc., etc. But what does he do? Let's follow his course. As I said, I'm not good at maps, so you'll have to. He goes, he leaves Be'er Sheva, the Pasuk says here, and now he's going up in the Negev. He has to cross Midbar Yehuda, Shomron, Emek Beit Shan, Golil HaTachdon, Ramat HaGolan, and he comes to Choron. And Hashemayim, they don't say a word to him. Not a peep. He passes Har Moriah, Bogam HaMikdash. No rem is given to him that he should stop, that there's some prophetic kind of messer he's about to receive. Why? So the Medrash says, Hu lo nasa nalibo liyishor sham lispalel, ha'im en Hashemayim yagru. You don't take the reins by yourself and don't come to the recognition that you should. They're not going to interfere with your life. You have a bechira. So he comes to Choron. He could have gone to Laban and married his daughters. And as a result, be mafsil all the brachas that he was going to receive later on. So how is he say that? He comes to Choron and suddenly he gets a hold of himself and he makes the cheshbon ha-nefesh. Often we have Hurri Charata. The question is, what do we do about it? Do we remain in the ghetto of Hirur? Or do we actually go ahead now and concretize those Hirurim? Often we say, okay, next time I'll take care of the problem. I'll be mashing. Yaakov Avinu, Mistovev, the Gamri, Kidei Lassar. So what does that mean? Goes back to Ramat HaGolan, to the Galil, Shomron, the Malkot of the Vesov. Why? The Takenet HaMishke, in order to correct that which happened. And then what happened? Kotzolo, Har Maria, Netak Mimkomo, comes to Beit El, Lon Bamokom, Zecha Demachin and Devuah. So this is something which is a very important lesson by our babies to say this over for Bristol. Actually, 200 years after that, when Amram Nochebed, I told they're going to have a child, who's going to be the Moshiach Shem Yisrael, when Rashi quotes from Yom Tzaita, beginning of Sefer Shmos, in Sagnini, in Paro, Lahabdil, they also saw that Moshiach Shem Yisrael is going to be born, and it's Bali Abai Yisrael, Matera Sot Mitevu, all the psukim that we are familiar with in Shmos, and a bit later, Moshe Rabbeinu is given by Hashem the shlichus, the mission, to go and say, Tal Yisrael, Berob Am Yisrael Nuzo, he decides, no, I'm not going to kach, all the Tainus and Tiyunim of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Prophet tells him, only you are the goyel. Nobody else can do it. And 8 years passed till the actual gula comes into place, and then he goes in the midbar. And suddenly, that's of course when Moshe Rabbeinu aspires the snare. He snares the bore of Eish, Rasneh, and then Uko, Madu Aleiv, Rasneh, by Hashem Kisor Livos, and the Hirab to redeem Klal Yisrael. Means the snare is Boer, B'sheket, B'dmama. Moshe Rabbeinu just went on his merry way. Nothing would have happened. It would have been still the Roya upon yourself, but everything would have been reversed in terms of history. So that's just not a lesson. So now the Yisod I'm trying to get across is found also here on page number 3. And that's the Yisod of Tfila that comes to me in Ma'amakim, as Rav Shimon said, again in this Pasha, and Chazal, it's actually found in the Targum, I'm very fond of Targumen, but here the Targum spells it out. Both Targum Edison with Zeal, Targum Yushalmi. Rashi comments that Leah, Imenu's eyes were tender, incessant weeping. She thought she was the older sister. Who's she going to end up marrying? Esau! That was clearly a reason to cry. And there's no question that demise and demise sholish play a very significant role, especially in the area of tefillah. Demise, the Gemara in Azov and elsewhere, I have it here. Om Rav Elazar v'yem shechar v'samikdash ninaru shari tefillah v'yavim shashari tefillah ninaru shari demise l'ninaru. The Baruch Shem is always open to the cries, and I'm very fond of the tefillah on the bottom of the page. We say in the slichas, we say in the ilah, Tamachi said they said Bishlosh said Tevez, the Shari Demois Kilo Nishlavais, Lachin Shafati Siak when they break in Libais, he wrote it, you for never show me at all Bichias. The Banish Tobu hears Bechi, she toss him the my saying to be nice for Leo, she should take out the mold and put it in a flask. We start to lay in the Kog Zeros of Zorios, he'll come about in Enos Sulios. And that's what Leah, the Medrash at great length, describes actually the tools of Leah. And Hashem listens, certainly to tefillos that come mitoch mitzuka, and we know that the shari tefillah, even though it's difficult to go through them, the shari demos remain open. So I heard from one of the great Bali Musa, I used to go to Hishmuzin. I'm going to Chaim Zaytchuk, when I was there to serve in 71. Often went to Hishmuzin, he's from the Vardin. They have a certain Baalach, which I can't describe right now. You probably also heard it. I said, go with my brother. You say that. Yeah, go to Chaim Zaytchuk. You didn't go to him. Bob Galinsky also heard. I call him big things come in little packages with a dangle. Anyway, but Bekitsa, so Chaim Zaytchuk was at a Vardik. So he said that tears are multifaceted. They're a form of tefillah. They're kind of bakasha. They're expressing hu and tshuva. And they're much, much deeper than stam feeling. Much more profound. Because the most reflect a stormy heart, a broken atzebrachana, pouts, laid nishma beneath kelam kimoy sidzeh. A tefillah that becomes emotional, that it achieves such tara that expresses itself through this pure emotion. And that has access to shavu shamayim. And he gave a mashal, b'ma adam v'dayveh, very fascinating mashal. He had a swarm from Hatzaychim. A number of swarm. My brother was very close to him. My brother was close to all the Gdoli Bali Amusa Shadorim and Shel Ador Sha'oba. So he gave a practical application. Reuben insults Shimon. So Shimon was hurt. He's humiliated. Shimon was brought to tears. And he expresses his pain in the most common way. Reuben realized that the cause of hurt. So he asks for forgiveness. He asks for tshuva. He cries out to Hashem. He asks for forgiveness for the pain to Shimon. His tears are sincere. But so are those of Shimon. So now we have two people tearing. We have Reuben tearing, we have Shimon tearing. Now, the tears of the, what should we call them, the pogea, the offender, namely that of Reuben, ascend to Shamayim, and now there's a hitnakshut with another set of tears, the tears of Shimon. So now the question is, whose tears are going to prevail? Ask of Chaim Zaytchuk. So Shamayim determines whose tears will have greater efficacy, those of the offender, who's now looking for forgiveness. Those are the person whose life has been unbearable. He's also crying out in tzar, in misery. If you remember Esau, by Isaac, when he didn't get the bracha, the moment Yaakov leaves, Zokam Delu Mara, Bochemi got money of me. A bracha has you look at me. By Esau, Esau is kind of like, you see, Bechi, tremendous tears. We imagine the pain of Esau. And Chazal say, that pain was compensated many, many years later when Mordechai Yehudi, by Yikram Mordechai Yisbegodov, by Basak Mahefer, by Yitzhak Yisofa here, and the Zerah against Chal Yisrael HaChashverosh, and Mordechai is crying. So if the effect of the tears of a Russia, we begin to become someone will be humiliated, oppressed, or someone whose feelings are even inadvertently hurt, tears are very powerful. And Chazal even say, as I quoted this Medrash also, it's a Medrash, I don't know exactly where it is, that Rachel Imenu died before her sister Leah because she spoke before her, indicating a lack of da'acheret. So take into account, Rachel gave everything up for Leah. She met him, but she hid in her room, spoke instead of Leah at night. And when Yaakov was with his wife, he didn't know who it was. And she was talking. And then the Malachim are in the background. Hoi Leah! Hoi Leah! Probably is dramatized. That medrash. She wanted her sister to get embarrassed. And she gave up the opportunity to marry Yaakov just to prevent the militia of Leah. And yet, because she spoke before her, she preceded Leah in death. Said, I'm dying. Isn't that mind-boggling? What's going on over here? Leah was used to weeping. She was used to her emotions were very raw. So in response to a slight, minor slight to her character, her emotions come to the fore. That's the end of Leah Rakos. She had good reason for weeping. She feared she'd have to marry Esav of Russia. The Gemara calls him Amashuma, the Gemara of Dusha. And it made sense. Rivka had two sons. Laban had two daughters. It's only right. The older daughter would marry the older son, Esav. So she cried. And the Hura, someone might ask, a young man asked me this question. He was a Shonal student many years ago. Today he's in a Kaila, in Avrech. So I made the fact. He asked me the question, what's so wrong with marrying Esav? He saw that. He was making money. He's not going to settle for the other paycheck. He's probably working in high tech. Probably heavily invested. He did well for himself. The woman that married Esav would have it good. Her material needs will be taken care of. What's the problem? I said, I've been the fact maybe 10 years ago. This young man. Because she would live a life of comfort, surrounded with luxury, not to worry. Now Yaakov Avinu, he's in there. And I read from some kind of gotten him. Life of struggle, life of hardship, life of difficulty. Obviously, that was not correct. But the yisod I'm trying to bring out is simply the yisod of tefillah, the ma'amake alev, tefillah mitoch yisurim. That's the tefillah that Hashem is barach. Dafka desires, dafka wants. El demosi al techvash, el tesis botzi and bovetzia. Our Bible should cultivate that kind of tefillah, which comes from a person being in a mokoim of golos, mustar u'mufosh, Azevi Yaakov Avino, and so those tefillos that Chazal described here. Naftu le'elokim niftalti, to wrestle with Hashem Yisbarach using these kind of tefillos, mitoch demos, those tefillos are responded to, Ayishma elokim aleya, Ayishma elokim, that's the assertion of the tefillah of Pashas
and Masa. Did you answer the question that Rav Zaitchik, who's here to prevail in the conflict?
Neither did he answer it, nor did I answer. And I finished at 9 o'clock because of Rav Shimon.
What about the big gears tomorrow? No, sorry,
Sorry.